So you must have guessed by now what the theme is. Anyone want to put their hand up? Tell me. Praise the Lord. It's all about praise this morning. So let's have another go. Shiggy Honours.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Now, I think you'll probably think, so what on earth are you talking about with Shiggy Honours? Well, in Habakkuk, at the top of Habakkuk, you'll see this word, a Shiggy Honours. And well done. And basically, a lot of commentators have a few words for the meaning of it, the Hebrew meaning. One is a strong emotion. Another one is a wild tumult. Anyone want to do a wild tumult this morning? And my preferred meaning is triumphal praise. And usually it's used in another place, in Psalm 7. I think there's one other place it's used. And they reckon it's basically poetry put to a song. And it's usually at the end of trials or things that have gone wrong. And the person who it's happened to happen to, instead of feeling, oh, woe is me, this has happened again, they've done a Shiggy Honours. And I think Nathan portrayed what that meaning is. So I thought we'd have a look at the word praise. And the first letter of the word praise, anyone know what the first letter is, kids? A P, yes. So can I have my trusty helper, you coming to help? There we go. If it'll fit going down, because I've got something to go at the side. And I thought, right, what does the P stand for? James, do you want to hand that to Ruth to put up? No? Maya? It'll just stand there, that's fine. It pleases God. So why do we praise? Because it pleases God. He is pleased when we praise him. And I thought the best example I could think out of the Bible for that, oh, beautiful little one. Oh, he's going to play the... He's going for the plugs, folks. What is it about plugs kids love? It's David. Now, when the ark had been captured by the Philistines and was brought back into Israel, David stripped down, which everyone was like, oh, the king has done this. And he danced, absolutely full of praise to God. And people criticized him. They said, that's undignified. How dare you dance like that? Does that sound like anyone in the church today when we want to get exuberant about Jesus? Sometimes people look down their noses at you and think you're a bit mad or that's not acceptable. Well, actually, do you know what it says? God loved David. Now, if you put the story of David's life, if he was a royal in our days, he'd be on the front page of every newspaper for everything he did, because he could be a bit naughty, to put it politely. But it said God still loved him. Why? Because he was someone who always praised God. In whatever circumstance he found himself, he praised God. He once was in a bit of a tough one because he'd gone off to war and left his camp unguarded. And when he came back, the whole of the women and children had been kidnapped. And the men were around him. They wanted to kill him. They were so cross. My wives, my children have gone. But you know what David did? He said he strengthened himself in the Lord. And part of that, I believe, would be he was praising his God. He was seeking God. So I want to say to you this morning, we praise God because it really pleases him. Now, the second letter in praise. Anyone know what the second letter is? Well done, a ruh. A ruh. And I was thinking, right, what else does praise do with the ruh? Well, I'm going to use another example from the Bible. It releases us from chains. You might say, what do you mean, Susan? Praise releases us from chains? Well, I've got a little example. Now, if you look at this, I've got some chains. Now, who would like some chains on their wrist? It's got to be a small wrist, actually. Oh, right. Would you like some chains on your wrist? And then you can keep them if you have them on. After. No, I've got to put them around your wrist first. No, he's not for that. Sorry. That one. Right, and this one. Now, I want to do an experiment because I'm not a magician, but I've got the keys. Now, I'm going to give the keys to Daniel, who'll guard them with his life. And I'm going to say, Maya, can you get them off? Don't try too hard because they're only pretend ones. But just go a bit like this. No, no. Just go a bit like this first. Never work with children and animals. Right, now, let's see if they'll come off if you do a praise the Lord. Will they come off? Do they come off? Oh, my goodness, look at that. As if by magic. She praised the Lord and the chains came off. Well, that's just a little bit of a pretense. But I want to remind you what happened in the Bible to Paul and Silas when they'd been preaching about Jesus and they were thrown into jail. And they had chains, not as small as that one, though, really heavy chains. They'd have been in this dark dungeon of a place. They wouldn't have had probably much food given to them. And it would have been a pretty dark and desperate situation. Oh, can you imagine how that must feel? How many of you would be like, oh, let me out? I would. But guess what? Do you know what they did? Anyone know what they did? They praised. Both of them started praising God with chains and a dirty dungeon and no hope of getting out. They praised God. They did. Probably, if they could have managed it, they'd have done a shiggy on us. They praised God. And do you know what happened? Chains fell off. The doors opened. And they could have ran out of there and got free. But instead they stayed because the poor jailer was like, ah, I've lost my prisoners. Where's my prisoners gone? And he said, it's okay, we're still here. And he was able to tell him about Jesus Christ. And that jailer and his whole family came to the Lord. So praise is a key. Now you might not have physical chains on your hands or your feet, but you might feel a bit chained sometimes, maybe in a job that you're not enjoying. Maybe financially, thinking, where's my next penny coming from? Or maybe in school, one of the children's being a bit mean to you and being a bully. And you know what? One of the remedies that you can do is praise God. Praise the Lord in those situations. And you watch those chains coming off. And, you know, one of my favorite and inspirational Christians of all time was a man called Richard Wurmbrand. And he was in a Romanian jail for many, many years. And he was tortured. He was treated badly. And I heard him speaking one time when he'd come out. And he said, the communists were very kind to us. They gave us heavy chains on our wrists so we could sing, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice, clink, clink. And they would use those chains to praise God. And they might have had those heavy chains. They weren't as fortunate as maybe Paul and Silas. But he said those men had the most joy and peace of anyone he'd ever met in his life. So, you know, if you've got chains, what are you going to do? Are you going to do a shiggy honeth in your situation and see that joy come back? Okay, so we've done an R. Now, what could the A stand for? Answer to prayer, yeah, got an A. Always. One of probably the favourite verses of every Christian's. Praise him always. In Habakkuk, if you read the beginning, I didn't get Lorraine. I was kind to her to read the whole of that chapter in Habakkuk. But by gum were the Israelites under the thumb. Were they really having it hard? And Habakkuk said, no, no matter what, I'm going to do a shiggy honeth. And then the last of that Habakkuk chapter, he ended up, he said it at the end of that last little session, he ended up on the high hills. It said, when he praised, when everything was going wrong, he said he had feet like hinds feet, in other words, deer, just trotting along on high hills, praising the Lord, full of joy. Circumstances hadn't changed, but he was full of joy. So, Paul tells us in Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. 1 Thessalonians 5 says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is God's will for you to praise and rejoice in all circumstances. No matter what circumstance you're in, praise the Lord. Shiggy honour. Okay, and then after the A, what do we get after an A? I had a few I could do for this, but I decided I'd go for inhabits the praises of his people. In Psalm 22, verse 3, it says, but thou art holy, O thou, that's the Lord, that inhabitest, it's quite a long word that, sorry, it's King James, the praises of Israel. When we praise the Lord comes to be with us. I read that psalm at the beginning, and I want to give you a clue. Because in Psalm 100, it says, we enter the gates with thanksgiving in our hearts, and then we enter his courts with praise. So if you want to meet with the King of Kings, first of all, if you were going to the Queen's Palace, you get through the gates with thanksgiving. So, Lord, I know I'm going through it, but I'm thanking you for all those circumstances. Right, you get into the inner court. But to get an audience with the King of Kings, what do you have to do? Praise. You know, if you're thinking that you're not hearing God, if you're thinking you're praying to a ceiling at times, guess how you get through that ceiling? Praise. We enter his courts, that's the outer ring, with thanksgiving, and we enter in for that King of Kings audience with praise. Remember, if you're going through it, that's how you get into that presence of the Lord. He inhabits the praises of his people. Then the next one, what's this one? S. And again, I had three for this, but I've only written one. It says you can silence the enemy. Yeah? With praise. Now, you know, you see the devil predicted, shown with horns and a forked tail and all that. But has anyone ever seen him like that? I would say the biggest enemy of us is our mind. We get one little thought and immediately it's huge. Someone looks at us the wrong way in church and we go home thinking, what did I do? I must have done something wrong. They were probably looking behind you, but the enemy gets in your head and can cause problems. So do you know how you shut him up? You praise. That's what it says in the Bible in Psalm 8, verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. And that verse is backed up with Jesus in the New Testament in Matthew 21, 15, when the children were running around saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. And those Pharisees were telling off, saying, you can't say that. And he said, no, out of the mouth of babes. So we can silence the enemy. There were two others, and it was funny this morning, and I do this. I was lying in bed and I was praying about today, and I said, Lord, have I missed anything? And he said, yes. He said, I want you to talk about some Hebrews 13, 15, and it says about the sacrifice of praise. Now, I don't know about you, but our English sort of word sacrifice, it sort of sounds like you're giving up something, doesn't it? If we're going to sacrifice something, we sort of think, well, I'm going to give something up. But I think in this context, the sacrifice of praise, when the priest used to go into the temple, you had to take a perfect lamb for that sacrifice. You couldn't have any blemish on it. It wasn't a lamb that was blemished. It was a perfect lamb. So if we think of it in that, when we come into praise, we've got to come in with that perfect praise. No blemishes. So none of these me songs, you know, I don't know about you, but sometimes some modern songs are all about me. I'm doing this. No, all about him. When we praise him, let's lift up the name of Jesus. Let's praise God Almighty. Yeah? And that's the sacrifice of praise. Bring the perfect praise to him, and he will delight in that. And then one more was seek. In the Psalm 22, verse 26, it says, those who seek him will praise him. It's a sign of those who are seeking God. They'll praise him. Yeah? You will praise him automatically when you're seeking God. And then last but not least is an E. E, will it fit on? And this is exchange the spirit of heaviness for the garment of praise. If we look in Isaiah 61, we can take off that spirit of heaviness and we can put on the garment of praise. It is a choice that we can do. And I will guarantee, if you're feeling miserable, if you're feeling, oh, the world's just come down on me, you put some praise music on. You start praising God and then try and be miserable. It doesn't work. You can't praise and then sit there feeling miserable. It actually gets rid of that feeling of heaviness, of depression. Now, you know, my experience, I think I've shared my testimony before. When I was 13, I was in that place of total depression. My life was just a mess. But the Lord gave me a psalm of Psalm 3. And I used to cry in my bed at night reading this psalm out. And it's all about praise. It's all about saying, Lord, take my enemies. You're the lifter of my head. And as soon as I'd read it, I could sleep then. And that horrible feeling would go. Well, I'm a lot older now. And I've looked into this more. And it is a key for us. If we're down, if we're feeling depressed, the Lord promises you a garment of praise. If you put your garment of praise on, he will take that spirit of heaviness away. It is a key. If you're feeling lousy, go to a praise music. Put some praise on. Go straight away and put the praise on. Don't let yourself go down and down before you start praising. It's a real key. And he'll give you that garment of praise. Well, how do we praise him? Well, this morning we had two wonderful videos. We had some lovely praise songs. And we were praising with hands, with instruments, with feet, with twirling, with dancing. We can praise him with everything and anything. We can praise the Lord. The psalmist says, praise him on the psaltery, the harp. Praise him with dancing. Praise him with timbrels. Praise him with cymbals. We can praise him with everything, everything we've got. And if you throw yourself into praise, it will not come back empty, I can tell you, folks. It really won't. You can benefit from all those things through praise. Praise is a key. And as English people, you know, we find it a bit hard sometimes to break through our Englishness. But God wants us to give it all. He wants us to praise him with everything we've got. Praise him with dance. Praise him with cymbals. Praise him with everything we have. Praise the Lord. Shiggy honeth.
Praise the Lord.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, we're going to praise him now in our last song.